Yeah, bam! We're here. Welcome to Come to Your Senses with me, Carlos Jaime. Oh boy, we got a show already. We already had a show. We've already been talking for like half hour already about stuff, about life, showbiz.
Facts of life.
Facts of life. We've been talking about the whole thing. But man, it's going to be a fun episode. I'll tell you right now. My guest is beaming right now, just beaming at me, which is great.
I'm very excited to be here.
No, this is great. No problem.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
She's taking me already. I haven't even introduced her yet. But we're going to – and we have Mike Hoagie on right here, engineering. Did your family create Hoagie?
They created it.
Did they come out with that name, the sandwich? Because, you know, sandwich was a name, right? It's like a British thing, right?
The Earl of Sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So the Hoagie. Okay, I don't know.
It could have been us.
All right, okay.
I don't know. Now I'm starting to think.
All right, just making sure. I have to, you know, I have to look these things up before the show, but remind myself. But let's get down to it. We got three trailers. Oh, boy. Poltergeist. That's right. And I know a lot about Poltergeist. I'll tell you that much. Not the movies. Not like the actual. I don't have a ghost here. Okay, we'll see. Hopefully after today. And then Tomorrowland. Please don't say a word. Okay, with George Clooney, the great George Clooney, and San Andreas, which is not based on the video game, unfortunately, based on earthquakes. All right, guys. And we have two people from the Bay Area. And let's see if we could talk about earthquake. I don't know. Well, I'm scared. I've had my share, and I'm still scared. You know, I'm telling you. I don't know. Well, yeah, that's a kind of normal thing, right? Yeah, you wouldn't be like, fear of earthquakes is like, it's a lot. It's normal compared to like fear of balloons, right? Yeah, that would be like more of an, yeah. Okay, just saying. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, there's always a phobias and stuff like that. And they're always like, and I go like, is there a fear of earthquake? But that's like natural. That's like, right? That's like.
You should be afraid of
earthquakes. Fear of drowning in a way is another, right. You know, and it's like, that's a pretty obvious fear. But I don't know.
It's not like, I don't know. I feel like it's not one of those things like, no, don't take me there. I'm afraid of heights. Like people would be like, no, I can't go there. I'm afraid of earthquakes.
Right, yeah.
Like that would be kind of strange.
Yeah, that'd be
like,
weird.
I can't go to Kansas. Like I'm afraid of tornadoes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that's a thing.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I have to figure this out. Natural disaster phobias.
Phobia.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think some people, I don't know, chase them. You know what I mean? They chase tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who loves natural disasters.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah, yeah. Mike, are you okay, Mike? Mike just said, twirled.
Well, you can chase a tornado.
Right.
And you can kind of stay a safe distance.
Right.
But earthquakes, you don't know. When
yeah, you never know.
Strike.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're going to tear down your whole city while you sleep. You have no warning whatsoever.
Okay, calm down, Mike. Please, just calm down. We're just scared. I just lost about two listeners right now. Great. All right, well, let me introduce my guest right now. She's a beautiful young girl.
Aw, thank you very much.
A very talented, great voice. She's an actress, singer, voice impressionist. What else? Anything else? Did I miss anything? Play an instrument?
I like to rap.
She likes to rap. Yes, that's right.
That'd be one of the top three things I'd say about myself.
All right.
Thank you.
Miss Maggie Moe.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's Moe is M-O-E. That's your last
M-O-E,
name.
M-O-E. Yeah. It's Norwegian. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Norwegian. Huh? Interesting. I wonder how that came. Is that moi or moi? Is it like, is that how you pronounce it in Norway?
As far as I'm concerned, it's just Mo.
Mo? Okay.
But,
just checking.
Hey.
All right, just checking. It's funny because like when I looked up your name, I was looking it up on I get a lot of Simpsons, believe it or not.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's a lot of Simpsons right there.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so, you know, because I started doing an improv show. You know, because guys, you know, improv's in the thing. You know, it's in L.A. It's happening. That's a new thing now. Mike doesn't know a lot about it, but you know, he's getting around there. But don't worry about it. But thanks a lot, Mike. Really, no, no, that's fine. But Maggie, how you doing? Everything good?
Everything's great.
Yeah. I was looking there. You're from the Bay Area, huh?
Bay Area,
Palo Alto.
Yeah, Palo Alto.
I heard is East Palo Alto as bad as they used to say?
I'm going to go ahead and say absolutely.
Wow, yeah, really?
1,000%.
Yeah.
Like, my church does, mission projects in East
Palo Alto.
So we like drive 5 minutes, like we're going. Like,
wow. Is it like, that close?
Yeah.
Is it like, so
because it is, there's the border.
Cause you're in Palo Alto. You're in the, I'm assuming when you were raised or so it was like a very nice neighborhood and I assume, right? Like
yeah.
Palo Alto. It's because it's like, that's beautiful. What Stanford. Yeah. It's yeah. like Stanford is in it. And it's like a, you know, and it's a private school, right? I think Stanford University.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So it's usually looks like a very.
It's like the non-Ivy Ivy.
Right. Exactly. So then, but then a couple miles away, east, Palo Alto, and it's like forget it.
And it's like
it's
ghetto.
Like Grand Theft Auto, like forget it, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. I wonder how that is. I wonder why. Like, why is the border like? Is it like the equator, right? I guess it's like when you see the ocean, you know, kind of like then you're like, whoa, there's a line here. What the fuck?
Yeah,
you know?
it's that drastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's interesting. Yeah. Were you always going like, where growing up, you were probably like, somebody's like, hey, let's do something. And you would be like, is that Palo Alto or East Palo Alto?
No,
like, there's a difference, right?
There's a difference. Yeah. And it's always kind of interesting because you'd meet people. This might sound so awful, but you know, they say something like, oh yeah, like come to my house. It's in Palo Alto. And they'll like give you the address and you're kind of like, oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
And then there's always that like, oh shit. Like,
like, I don't know. There's
am
a couple
I going to
people...
need to wear my bulletproof vest?
Yeah,
or am I
gonna... Cause that's the thing. Like I saw a report, like it might've been a while ago, but I remember it said like East Palo Alto was like one of the worst, like kind of like, I'm not saying like now, but I'm just saying like one of the most dangerous areas in America. And I was like, and but yet they were like, but it's Palo Alto where it's like, it's, I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seemed like very, because like, I'm assuming like Palo Alto is not as big as LA.
Oh, it's so, yeah.
Yeah, but it's very,
very
tiny.
It's very small compared to
LA. Is there a mayor in East Palo Alto we should talk to?
You know, I'm not familiar with him, but.
Nope.
or her. Hey,
it's
that was very sexist of
yeah,
me.
Okay.
I apologize,
Maggie,
ma'am, because she's brown.
No.
But yeah, there are definitely questions to be answered about East Palo Alto.
Wow, okay.
But you're asking the right ones.
All right.
Yeah.
How about, Mike, you're from Concord.
Concord. Right.
Is it Concord because someone conquered, like Vikings conquered it? Is that how
no,
it works?
No, it's like. Concord, Massachusetts.
Right? Concord. Okay.
I don't know why they call it Concord.
I always say really. Concord. I don't know why. But Concord. And that right. Was that like an East Concord? Was that East Concord like a little bit like, oh, shit, here we go.
It's always the East.
Yeah, the East. I don't know why. But, you know.
No.
Maybe it's colder.
It's decent. No, I remember East Palo Alto being a thing. Like, when I was out there, like.
You better watch out.
You hear
you
the horror stories.
You don't go into East Palo Alto,
Palo Alto
for sure.
It's so weird. Oh,
no,
interesting. I don't know. We'll have to figure this out. We got to check this out. This might be a new movie, I think, coming out, East Palo Alto.
Yeah, well, James Franco. Did you see Palo Alto?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't
he
know.
Made that movie.
Really?
Palo Alto.
Oh, Palo Alto. But you didn't go to East Palo Alto, did
no.
You?
Oh, no.
Chicken.
You think James Franco's cruising around East Palo Alto? Please.
What a chicken.
Yeah. I know.
What a weirdo.
Yes.
Oh boy, man. You know, and but reading on there, I don't know this. I mean, because on your life right here, your life story that's online.
Oh wow.
Which I love.
I'm like, I
ended up talking to you a little bit, but it's all right. You know, just checking out. But it's funny because well, not funny, but I was just saying. But there is something about Lyme disease. Was that the case? Or is that a are you okay with that? Are you with Thursdale? Is that what is that generally?
What is Lyme disease?
Yeah, like is it just something that like because it has to do with a tick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like bug.
Yep.
And it bit you.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Bad. Yeah.
Like not a love bug.
No,
hate bug.
Yeah, definitely
this is the hate bug.
Wow,
tick. That is scary, man. That's
scary.
Yeah. Is that like? Do you remember it or you just say like, I don't know, it was just there?
That's what's so, it's interesting. I've actually had to tell this story a lot recently.
Oh yeah.
When I was 10, about that time. Oh, okay. I'm so loud. Everyone's always like telling me to like turn down the volume. So
No.
Okay. So, when I was 10, I started having these like weird symptoms where I had arthritis and I had these headaches and I would throw up all the time. Like things that just were really not a part of my childhood at
right.
all. And so I would get tested for, you know, juvenile arthritis or like chronic vomiting. And they were always like, no, it's not that, but we'll keep testing. And it was just really frustrating. And
finally, when I was 16, I got diagnosed with Lyme disease. So
6 years late. Oh, that's a nightmare.
I know. It was a nightmare.
Yeah. It's like, what do I have? Like, that's the worst. That's like the, because it's one thing where you know, like, if as long as you know it, like, I mean, because, I don't know. Like, I saw this something in 60 Minutes, and it was like these rare diseases. And like, I'm like, that's horrible. Like, that's the worst.
It's like, to not know.
I would be like, what? Yeah. I would imagine when, like, AIDS came about, it's like, I don't, what do I have? And you're like, I have no idea, dude. here's some Tylenol, and I don't know what to tell you. You know, I mean, because doctors have to do that in a way. It's it's like when Chris Rock says about blindness. It's like, well, there's no cure for it. Here's a dog and a cane. So here you go. Have some fun with that. Because
so you are, in fact, blind.
Yeah.
So.
And it's like, all right, I can't do anything about it, but here's something to help you out.
Yeah.
But 6 years later. And were you were probably relieved. Did you throw a party or anything like that?
Well, that's
what
was so weird is I was super relieved.
Yeah.
And which was weird because I don't think – I'm super close to my parents, so I always relate everything that happens in my life, like how I felt about it versus how did my parents feel about it at the time. Especially during that time, they were so involved in my health and everything. And so I was so happy and relieved, and I called my grandparents. I'm like, we know what's wrong with me. Like, I'm going to get better, all this stuff. And I remember my parents not being as excited to know.
Really?
And kind of like filing that in the back of my brain, being like, I don't know why they're not as excited as me, but that's okay. Like, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
And then I think it's because they knew, like, it wasn't going to be an easy thing to treat at all. And it wasn't. And so I ended up having to drop out of high school.
Oh, no.
And,
wow.
Yeah, it was awful. And, I was on a lot of antibiotics. I had a PICC line in my arm. And actually, a lot of my friends from college still call me. They're like, oh, yeah, PICC line girl. I'm like, what?
These are your friends?
Not my friends.
Okay.
No, but actually my very best friend who lives in L.A., he still is like, I still remember meeting you and you had that weird thing on your arm. I'm like, that makes me sad that that's your first impression of me, but okay.
it's a little bit, it's very like, what is that? I don't even know what a PICC line is. What is that? Well, like, what's that like a...
So I do have this like, you probably can't even really see it, but
I see something.
Yeah, a scar. Uh-huh. It goes, it's like a...
On the arm, like
it's
in
a threading that, it's kind of gross. It goes into, and so it leads to your heart. It's like the medicine.
I see. Like an insert.
So I would like walk around with those like...
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I remember one time I got in the hospital for dehydration.
And you're just like...
And they were putting me on that thing, and I wanted to... It was horrible. It was like, I wanted to take the thing off and just be like, I'm out of here. Like, I don't know why. Like, it just made me really freaked. It just freaked me out.
It's like
if you put like a straitjacket on me, it was almost like that.
I felt that way like for the first few nights of having it. I like couldn't sleep because I was like, there's something inside my arm.
Wow. Yeah, that's so man.
Yeah. It's like beautiful mind when you like, that's gross. But you know what I mean? Something's inside. Like,
wow, that's crazy. And so, but how are you now? You said you're 24. 8 years later.
I want to say, I mean, it's interesting timing of this because I haven't been doing that great recently. I've just been having a lot of, you know, as I was taking that medicine in the car. I just have a lot of migraines.
Right.
Probably every day.
And that's because of this thing right here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I also, I mean, the thing that's really hard is I don't know if I can attribute everything to Lyme disease.
Right.
I never know. I'm like, is this me?
Is this me? Yeah. Is this the thing?
Is this the flu? Is this allergies? So I never really know. But as far as like the migraines and stuff, I feel like my immune system's really weak too. Mm-hmm. Just from all the medication and like, I don't know. So...
What are they doing about ticks? Like, are they eradicating them? Should they eradicate them? I mean, from the face of the earth?
Damn ticks.
Because it's like, I would rather be bitten by a shark than be to deal with this this little insect there.
Seriously.
I mean, really. It's like, I mean, the fact that it's like an animal gave you,
it's
weird,
unreal.
Right?
It's so
yeah,
weird.
I'm sorry. Oh, man.
No,
you know what?
It's rough. But what's cool is, fun fact. So the, Center for Disease Control, they thought that there are only 30,000 cases of Lyme disease in the U.S., but then they came out last year where they were like, oh, shit, we were wrong. It's actually 300,000.
No, whoops.
Yes.
We did the math there.
I know. I'm like, okay, guys.
That's like the worst. That's like, dude, losing credibility and anything. You're like, oh, no, sorry, sir. We,
you're like, oh, we miscalculated.
There's a lot more. Yeah, there's 270,000 people that we totally forgot. I apologize.
Well, I mean, I think the thing that was cool, though, was the fact that, like, people are actually getting recognized for having Lyme disease, whereas a lot of doctors would dismiss it and not believe it.
Right.
There's a lot of, you know, question marks.
I think, yeah, I saw a documentary.
Under Our Skin?
No.
Don't watch that.
Okay, all right.
Hey, when we talk about the trailers.
she was like, it was like Under Our Skin. I'm like, no, I don't think we did that. But it was like, it was about a singer. She used to be a riot girl or that movement, like a music movement back in like the early 90s in DC. She was like almost like a punk rock kind of like feminist thing. And she was in this band, and then she quit that band or they broke up. And then she went and did another band called La Tigre. But then she left, like she was feeling well, and she never really said it. And it was because that they had found out that she had this disease, that she had this thing. And it was like, you know, and she's actually, I think it's called The Punk Singer. I think it's called the document. Yeah, it's called The Punk Singer.
Okay.
And she's been she's like in the punk community, like the early like 90s or so. Like, she's actually the one that actually came up with the line "Smells Like Teen Spirit." And she because she was in college in Washington, and she met up with like Kurt and all those, you know, guys, all those bands. And she wrote on the wall, I think, it says, she says, Kurt smells like Teen Spirit. And it wasn't like, because people think it's that Teen Spirit, like, yeah, like that. It's like, no, it's actually the deodorant, the actual female deodorant. So that's why she was like, she just wrote it down. And then I think Kurt saw the writing on the wall, and he goes, I actually like that name, Smells Like Teen Spirit. So he put that on the album or the song title. So, but yeah, it sucked. Like, she... she's now married to one of the Beastie Boys, actually, nowadays.
Oh,
but,
so things turned out okay for her.
So I think so, yeah. I mean, she's done an affair, but I definitely know that it's like, it just sucks because it's like, you know, I'm pretty sure like she's weak and she can't really go out touring and do all those things like she wanted to really do and all that stuff. So it's, yeah. But we got to go out there. But yeah, but you do. I mean, yeah, I saw that thing, you know, when I was there, I was like, yes, after seeing that, you know, documentary, I was like, damn, that's crazy. And you're part of the Limelight.
Yes, I started that company when I was in college, which is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so that was a fun way to kind of give back to the Lyme community.
The Lyme community.
And also raise awareness, especially in California. Yeah. Like, no one in California knows Lyme disease, whereas it's from Lyme, Connecticut on the East Coast. So you go to the East Coast, like when I went to school in Ithaca, like everyone's like, oh yeah, Lyme disease. Like, my cousin had that for a week. Because usually what happens is like they diagnose it in a week and then it takes a month to cure and you're fine.
And you're fine. But
if you have it for years and they don't know it, it's just kind of...
gets in their system all the time.
Yeah, it's just in you, yeah.
I thought it was named after somebody, you know, it's like one of those things, you know, like...
Yeah, it's like he discovered it and he named a disease after him. I'm like, bro, that you don't want that to be your
disease. Like Parkinson? Like, where that? I would have been like, I don't want my name on the horrible disease. Like, just call it whatever it is. Like, I don't want to... Like, there's Alzheimer's, or there's another one, the Lou Gehrig, like, it's like, and I'm like,
I discovered this.
I'm like, no, Lou Gehrig didn't mean, like, he's like the first person to actually die, like, he was a baseball player, but I would have been like, I don't want my name on this thing.
I know.
Fuck this.
I feel like, if I discover a disease, I'm going to name it after, like, my enemy.
Yeah, or something, or call it asshole disease.
Yeah, asshole.
You know what, I'm sorry.
Feels like shit, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, it's like, you know what, you got asshole, you got disease. It's like, oh, do I, oh, sorry, it's a fucked up disease, it's an asshole, I'm telling you, that's like, why we named it an asshole, sorry.
It's like, oh, you have little bit, she'll be fine. Yeah. Just take some antibiotics, you'll be fine.
That's so weird. Like, I mean, it's like Parkinson. It's like, great. It's like, my last name is Parkinson, and I have nothing to do with this disease now. It's like, great. You know, but I don't know. It is. But you know, if I had this tick that got you on there, smash it, right? And I wouldn't even smash it. I would put it in a prison camp. Whip it into shape, have it go around. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, they should. I'm telling you, Limelight, let's eradicate ticks one way. You know what I mean?
Right? Like, let's just go after the ticks.
Yeah, come I don't on. Get that. Does it tick you off? Is that where that comes from? It tick you off? Like, tick me off? Is that where it comes from?
Yeah.
Okay, back east?
Okay. I know. Except it means so much more than that. Like, right. People are like, oh, you're ticking me off. I'm like, that's not what it's like. I think it's more serious than that.
I think it's because of the ticking bomb. You know, like, oh, you're ticking me off. I might explode. But I think because of Lyme disease, I think you might take it over right there. But speaking...
Yeah, let's make it a Lyme thing.
Yeah, let's make it a Lyme thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, Lyme. I'm like, why is it Lyme? I always think I'm like, key lime. I guess key lime pie isn't going to work.
I know. That's really what's unfortunate, too, is I can't look at a lime. I'm not associated. No, yeah,
and limes are great. Those are great. I know. They're very underrated, Mike.
They're refreshing.
I'm pro-lime for sure.
Yeah.
Right? They're not
better than lemon. I'll say a little sweeter than lemon. Tell you that.
Yeah, there's something about like a... Yeah. Oh, yeah, Corona and lime.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect, you know.
But I'm drinking that. I'm thinking about that tick.
Maggie, we get it. We're going to get that tick.
You're sick. Okay.
We're going to get it. We're going to get that tick.
You're very sad.
Well, speaking of assholes, like ticks and diseases, I'm going to do a little news of the world segment.
News of the world.
And I was like... going in and checking news stories. I go to reddit.com and all these other things. And this one is a crazy, I thought. But it's a fun crazy, but it's crazy as hell. And it says, okay, Islamic State, you know, ISIS, I guess, you know, everything about, you know, they're like the new... They're like the new Nazis. They're like the new thing where we just got to get rid of. We got to wage war. If they, you know, normally terrorist groups didn't really have... They had some identity, but now this is like... Like if we're G.I. Joe, they're Cobra, basically. Okay, let's say that, you know?
Yes.
But it says Islamic State opens luxury hotel. It says, but guests face beheading if they break the rules. So basically, it says fighters for the brutal terror group ISIS have refurbished the Ninawa International Hotel in Mosul, the northern Iraq city currently under ISIS control. It says, so basically they took it over, this hotel. And instead of saying, hey, let's, you know, it's a headquarters or whatever, you're like, you know what? This is a nice hotel. Let's refurbish this. Let's get around this. You know, let's see. It's nice. It's like a 5-star hotel, you know? Come on. So it says a 262 bed, 5-star hotel once voted the best place to stay in Iraq. Is that really like...
Are you bragging about that?
Yeah, I'm like, I want to be bragging. Yeah, I know. It's like the best place to be in Iraq. I think any bottle of water
is the best place to be in Iraq.
Yeah, I mean, really. But it says right here, it says it has an ISIS makeover with manicured gardens and freshly polished marble floors. It isn't clear whether the hotel, once famed for its luxurious elegance and comfort, has retained its bowling alley and sauna after the recent renovation. So, and it says, but dancing, music, smoking, or gambling are now forbidden, and women must dress head to toe in black. So it's basically like saying, okay.
Well, now I'm not going.
Now,
black.
It's still a 5-star hotel, so it's still got its things. It still looks nice and everything, but you just can't. You basically just can't do anything. You basically just have to be in your best That's behavior. Just, so it's basically almost like prison would have almost be less than the.
I mean.
Yeah. And it says right here, it says members of the group's notorious. I don't even know what this thing. Okay. It says right here. Okay. Here we go. Forget it. It says patrons risk amputation or beheading for failing to adhere to the Islamic rules that govern the area. Bizarrely, for a group that proudly rejects all forms of Western influence, the grand reception area still includes signs in English alerting guests to the cashier and information. Well, of course, you know, if I'm, imagine if you're a tourist, imagine it's like, fuck, every room is booked in Iraq.
I know.
There's this place right here. Let's go right here.
Yes, we have to take our vacation.
Guess we got
to
go right here. So, hi, is this the new Sawa? Yeah. I saw you guys were having one vacancy. Is that cool? You got a place? It's like, yeah, we have everything here. You just can't drink. You can't do anything. I was like,
don't even think about stealing from the minibar.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, granted, like, if I go on vacation, I mean, okay, smoking or gambling, you know, I could live with that. Dancing, even, you know, be like, yeah, I'm not gonna be dancing at a hotel, you know what I mean? Like, unless, you know, Music, yeah, you know, I think I could get away with this for a week. I'm pretty sure if I could, if I knew the rules, I think I could, you know, get a sweep thing. I'm like, do you guys have a pool? I'm like, they would be like, yeah. I'm like, all right, let's do like, this.
Okay, let's vacay.
And it says, clocks on the wall show the time in several locations across the Islamic world. Yeah, of course, you know, yeah. Five-star hotel, of course. The 11-story hotel is situated on the Tigris River. And it's just a few minutes away from the once popular tourist street in the center of Mosul. Oh, well, it's got a good area. It's a great area right there. You're right by the river. The once popular place is not necessarily popular, but I mean, I don't know. If they have a McDonald's, do you think they would have a McDonald's in that area? I think they might. These terrorist groups love, they might hate us, but they love KFC and McDB's. I'll tell you that much.
They're loving it.
Yeah. They know what's up. Trust me. The shit that they normally would eat, like in some of the, whatever the K's or whatever they're hiding, but they would be like, you know, fuck it. A Big Mac sounds good to me after a good hard fight, you know, good day of hard fighting. I'll tell you that much right there. And it says right here, it says a handful of reviews of the hotel on TripAdvisor gives a sense of the property before ISIS took it over. It says one reviewer described it as a great hotel, the best in Iraq. can you imagine? It's like, you know, some schmuck's like, I don't know. Like I said, it's like, I don't know about this place, man. Like, you know, like his friend's like,
hey,
I don't know.
It says the best in Iraq.
Yeah. It's like, I wanted to see some girls at least, but they're all dressed up. It's like, dude, it's a culture. Come on, man. You know, just what are they going to do in the pool? You know, they're going to have to take it off, right? No.
No, they're going to probably wear a bodysuit, right? All black wetsuit?
That is true. Like, do you guys.
Would they even be allowed in the pool?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's off my list of future honeymoon spots.
Yeah.
But I am going to.
But that is a, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. For me, if I was a terrorist group or something and then we did have a hotel, I'd be like, you know what? Let's just have this our own thing. Let's just be our own pad, you know?
Because, yeah, like a bachelor pad kind of thing.
Yeah, I would be like, fuck, like, this is awesome. Like, that's the one thing I like, I remember when 9/11, when the attacks came, those guys, like, were kind of assimilated into American culture. And that would have been like, didn't none of you guys at least, hey, you know what? I'm having a fun time. I don't know about you guys. But I'm having a real good time right now. I mean, I don't want to do this. You got a great TV. You know, definitely. I want to see. I can't wait to see, you know, the ER. I have to see it. Postpone this thing? You know,
America's not that bad, right? Like,
or I want to see some. Yeah. I want to go to Applebee's. Come on, guys. It's like, I'm just assuming, like, I would be like.
Like, we brought you McDonald's.
Yeah, like, I'm assuming.
And you're
like,
trying to kill all of us?
Just not one thing. Like, those guys didn't want to go to a strip club. I mean, come on. You know, I'm pretty sure they did. And they were like, you know what? Let's talk about this in the morning. And let's see if we do really need to do these attacks. Because I'm assuming there's one guy. My theory is there's one guy who was involved and later on said, like, you know what, guys? I can't do this. I'm out.
Oh, jeez.
And they're like, he just said, like, fuck this. Like, I love America. I can't do it, you know?
How could he not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, our one-star hotels are better than
these
five stars.
Yeah. Well, this one, they said that the bars and the ballrooms are all closed up. I'm like, oh, man, what a shit, you know? Come on. But I don't know. It says right here, it says, another TripAdvisor presumably made aware of the ISIS refurbishment posted a tongue-in-cheek question on the popular travel website yesterday. Asking the wholesale staff and other travelers, do you do a full English breakfast included? Do you do a full English breakfast included in the stay? And also, my wife wants to know on your policy on topless sunbathing. Just want to know. You never know. But see, that's the thing. Like, if you're
that's a great specific.
Yeah, because I would have been like, well, I'm not your religion, so that means that can I just do whatever, or do I have to follow this religious? I guess they have to follow the religious thing, right?
I don't think the topless sunbathing would be allowed in that situation.
That's what I'm saying. You know, but see, if they knew, like, if it was a Victoria's Secret model, trust me, they would be like, you know, they would
be
like,
come on.
They're
not going to turn it down. They're like, you know, I love my religion enough to behead.
That's going
to
be the slowest. Yeah. And you know, it's going to be like the slowest approach to stopping somebody. Like, please put your foot. It's like, I don't know where we towels. It's, like, well, can you put it? Give me a shirt or something. He's like, I can't do that.
No, seriously.
This is taking rent. You know? Yeah. I mean, oh man, this is a crazy world, huh? Wow,
quite
that's
a crazy world.
That's a thing, you know. That's what happens, I guess, when you're a terrorist group. I just like the refurbishing. It's like, you know, somebody in there is like, come on, man, let's come out, you know. The guy's a little bit in the, probably maybe a couple guys in the closet, maybe in this group, you know. They're like, oh yeah, my god, look at this. It's like, yeah, you know, a little fabulous guy. Maybe, do you think, Mike, some guys in that group maybe a little too fabulous?
You're talking about working at the hotel?
No, guys, the terrorist group going like, hey, we should kind of clean this up a little, maybe, you know. I know.
It's time for
marble.
Progress.
Let's put marble here. Let's put a painting perfect here of the Khomeini.
We don't want to see any part of a female's body.
Yeah.
It's all out enough.
I don't know. Imagine if they did take over Vegas. Man, that'd be awesome. It's like, it's a good thing I don't work there, I tell you that much.
Yeah. Right,
man. But let's get down to it. Let's get down to the nitty-gritties. Let's get down the pike.
Down the pike.
You know, Maggie, you love movies. I can tell you love movies. Yeah.
Big movie.
What's your favorite movie? What's like one of your favorites? Is it I'm gonna take a guess.
Oh, I'm excited.
A couple of guesses. Two guesses right here. Made in Manhattan and The Untouchables. Okay, let's go. Am I right? Yeah, I think I'm right. There we go.
You know what?
Oh shit, I did it.
No.
Oh, damn it.
Wah, wah. Well, it's okay.
Oh really? Come on.
No, my like sort of boyfriend, I asked him that the other day. I was
your sort of boyfriend?
Oh, come on. No,
what's going on there?
I was like, my favorite. Oh, well, I don't know. I guess we're dating, but nothing official.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know. It's only a matter of time, I would think.
Really?
I mean, I just really like him a lot. Yeah.
How long have you been dating? How long have you been dating? Huh?
We met on Christmas Eve. And we've, like, been talking uh-huh. every day since then.
Wait, does he live in L.A. or is he from...
No, he's from Palo Alto.
East Palo Alto?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Just making sure. What if he's lying? It might be a catfish moment.
What if I go to...
It's like a catfish moment.
Seriously,
it's like,
I'm sorry.
I'm like, yeah, I live in East Palo Alto. I'm sorry. You know, I'm in a gang. It's like, what?
That'd be quite the reveal.
Really? Wow. All right. So you met on Christmas Eve.
Met on Christmas Eve.
At the mall?
No. It's actually the best story.
Would there be a movie, I would hope, starring J-Lo?
No. Okay. But starring Reese Witherspoon, please.
So...
At our church, he was like an usher, and I had never seen him before, even though I've been going to this church my whole life. And he was like giving out flyers like Merry Christmas or whatever. And I kind of jokingly said to my sister, like, oh, they just bring out the hot guys for Christmas? Because neither of us had seen him before.
Right.
And she goes, I knew you thought he was cute. And I was like, well, clearly you did too, because why would you know I did?
Right.
And then I said to my family, I'm like, I'm just going to give him my number. And my mom.
Can you
mom's,
do that in church? Can you do inside the church? Or outside? Do you have
you
to do
and my
outside?
Mom need to have a conversation.
Well, I don't know. I'm just checking.
No, because she thought it was direct, cool, wildly inappropriate.
Really?
But I was like, I don't care. I don't care. You think, you know?
No.
And so I just wrote my number and he walked by our aisle and I was just like, Merry Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. And then, hey, the rest is history.
He called
kind
you and
of.
He said, wow. Your mom must have been like, what the?
She was so mad.
Really?
Yeah, but now it's like a joke because she's like, you know, like, I was wrong. I was like, you were. You really were.
I have a feeling your mom and the ISIS thing would have been like, I don't know, we're frowning on that one. They would have been like, no. I agree with your mother on that one.
Oh, my What's gosh. Going on with you? No, it's going. She just, yeah. She's honestly the best, though. She's
that's good.
She's like my best friend.
Well, that's good.
So,
wow,
very
well, that's
close.
That's great. See, would that be considered a Christmas miracle?
Hey, maybe.
Okay, I'm going to say that. No. That's a Christmas miracle. Wow, well, you really like this guy. All right, is he,
I asked him to guess my favorite movie like yesterday because I was like, my favorite movie just came to Netflix. Oh, does that help you?
No, that's, guess it that could, is that docu- maybe a documentary? Is that E? Is that the 30 for 30 ESPN class? ESPN?
Nope.
No,
but damn. But yeah, it just got put on Netflix Instant, so I was really excited. And he goes, I don't know, Saw 4.
Yeah, see, that would have been a good guess. That's a good guess.
I was like, but no.
What
but you were very close. With, well, I guess Made in Manhattan genre time period.
Oh, what is the time period? It's like 1980s? What is Made in Manhattan? What's the time period? 2000s, right?
Wasn't that like 2001?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
What else came out in 2001? No.
I was going to say.
There's no way you're going to know this.
It's going to be 9/11. No. That kind of came
out. You're like, all the what came out? War documentaries.
The Matrix Revolutions.
No.
Damn it.
Who
started it? Who started it?
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, Sweet Home Alabama?
Rewind. Like, what? Before?
Oh, Legally Blonde.
Yes!
I can see. Yeah, Mike, are you surprised by that one? Mike just gave me a look like,
he's blonde. I bought that from the start. Yeah.
Legally Blonde. There we go. That's what is that about? She goes to Harvard Law School or something like that?
Yeah.
And she's like, and she becomes a lawyer, right?
And yeah, and all she right. surprises herself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I remember in that movie, she was with the guy and then the guy left her.
Warner, yeah.
Warner. That's a good name. It's a very good name. And he leaves her and she's like, I don't need men. I just need myself. And then she becomes a lawyer. Did she sue him? I think she sued him at the end, right? She sued him at the end, right?
Well, so she followed him to law. So he breaks up with her and she's like, I don't understand. And he's like, you're the love of my life. And so she decides to prove him wrong because he's like, I need someone serious. And she's like, okay, I can be serious. Like, I can get into Harvard. And then she gets in.
Yeah. But she fell in love with somebody else, right?
You just rewatch and
all right,
see
I guess
because
I have to see it. All
you're right. missing some details and I don't want to ruin it for you.
It's a lot of details in that. It's like Star Wars. You know, it's like I think for women, it is their Star Wars. I think Legally Blonde.
Kind of, yeah, I think it's Mean Girls is the female
okay. All right,
Star
just
Wars.
Checking. Yeah,
and you know, I'm probably gonna offend a lot of people right now. Mean Girls, I think. It's not my favorite.
Not your favorite.
No. I like it a lot. I just think it's a little overrated, overquoted.
I get that. I said that about a friend of a bunch of other guys called Godfather, compared to Goodfellas. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I want to go with Goodfellas. I'm sorry. You know, that's my thing. I don't know why. I don't know. I felt when I saw Goodfellas, to me, when I see Godfather, I'm like, I'm seeing a movie. I'm seeing this thing. When I see Goodfellas, I'm like, I feel like I'm living the life. Like I'm living like a fly in the wall kind of thing.
And that's how I feel about Legally Blonde. Like to me, like that's
your Goodfellas.
Story.
That's your Goodfellas. Yeah. Right there. That's where you just said like you're in there. And you're need to, because you probably, you know, is it something where you, you're a blonde. I don't know. I can't see.
No, not really. I'm naturally brunette.
Oh, no. I want to tell your boyfriend that.
He knows. Cause on our first date, I was totally brunette.
He didn't trick him, right? Okay.
I wasn't like wig.
Yeah, he would have been like, what the fuck is going on? What
like,
is this?
This girl, yeah.
It's like, I met this girl in church and she lies to me.
She's nothing but secrets. No. Yeah. But Legally Blonde, it's just like a positive story.
That's good. I like that too. You know what? I'm an underdog. I love underdogs. I'll tell you that much right there. But you know what's not an underdog? You know what's not a positive story? The trailer that we're going to see now.
I'm so excited.
Poltergeist. Have you ever seen the original Poltergeist?
You know, I haven't.
Oh my God. You know what? I am not surprised. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, okay.
And Mike, have you seen it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, see? I don't know.
What does this mean?
We're going to, you know what? I don't know. If you ever see the original one, I think I might have it on DVD. But to me, it was freakier when I saw it as a kid. I don't know. Now when I see it in hindsight, I'm like, okay, it's not like as scary, but there is creepy moments in there. I'll tell you that much. And there was a creepy moment with the clown doll. So, and guess what's back?
The clown doll?
Yeah. Starring Sam Rockwell. He's in it. I don't know what happened, but his agent, he's like, get me in this movie now. I haven't done a movie since whenever. I can't even remember his last Sam Rockwell movie. I think Galaxy Quest maybe, but I don't know. I couldn't even remember ones he did like in the early 2000s. But this is, I think Sam Raimi might have had involvement in this. I don't know. He did Evil Dead. So let's see. I think this might be an advertisement coming up right now. Yes, it is. Bud Light Lime new bottle. No, I'm not making this up. No.
Oh, it's Corona?
Yeah, but it's
what?
A, yeah.
Are they, oh, it's Bud Light.
Yeah. Summer never looks
lime.
So good.
Lime.
I did not. That was not on purpose.
It's reared its ugly head.
It does.
I can't escape.
You can't get it. Can you sponsor this show? All right. Imagine a sponsor. All right. And this is PG-13, which I think Poltergeist, the original, was PG-13. It's not like, it's not really blood and gore, but it is creepy. It's
I just know there's a little girl who says, they're here.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
And that girl, I got to tell you that the original Poltergeist, there's a lot of like bad luck that came after that for some people. Like, another girl died. That little girl from the original, she died. She had like a heart problem. And then the other sister, the girl who played her sister, was killed by her boyfriend or some crazy thing like that. And there was like a lot
of... Like in real life?
Yeah, like in real life. Oh, so that's it's like this thing where I don't know if there's a curse because, you know, Craig T. Nelson did Coach, you know, come on. That was a big hit, you know, come on. You know, and then there's a couple other people involved in the movie where, I don't know, they're still in it. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. But we'll see. Let's play Poltergeist 2015. Come on. All right, this might be. Don't get scared. Maggie, please.
I'm going to brace myself right now.
All right.
Oh,
you
got to
hear the piano. It's always.
You did the right thing coming here. Maddie was the first one to notice things.
Mm-hmm. How will you get here? Who are you talking to?
When was the last time you had contact with her? Before she was taken?
That line has nothing to do with the movie.
Oh, the house is
you heard that line.
Price range.
It's the same
jam. You wanna see Jake? No way.
You try.
We like this house!
Here we go. Yeah. So that's kind of like the same.
I can't believe Maddie! Maddie?
Madison!
We have
ghost-like
to call
little
somebody.
We can't call
kids.
The cops. I don't know.
What?
Ghost-like kids, don't they? They really like
first
kids,
things first. Your daughter is here, and she's alive. This development was built on a cemetery.
Oh, boy. Cemetery.
This isn't just a few pissed off spirits we're dealing with. It's a poltergeist.
He's British. Why?
The door to their world could close at any moment.
If that happens,
there's no getting her back.
Are Australian?
Yeah.
It's Australian.
I want you to clear your minds.
Oh, yeah.
They already know what scares
there
you.
There we go. There's the clown. Say it? She didn't say it. I don't know.
Something's wrong, Mom.
Oh, wow.
Wow. There you go. She didn't say they're here. I don't know.
Hey, they're saving that for theaters.
You mean that's going to be the budget right there? It's like, yeah. We have to say they're here.
Yeah.
One way. I'm pretty sure they probably like, they're, I would assume like, it's probably going to be like the guy, like the dad going like, you know, the in-laws are in town. It's like, they're here.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like but you kind of
like
go
it's
like
not the original context.
Yeah, it's not in the context, but you kind of like the wife's like, why are you saying it that way? Like, what are you talking? It's like, for no reason. I'm just saying they're here. And it's like, but you're saying it like a weird way, like in a real annoying way. He's like, all right, whatever. Just say they're here. That's all you have to say. That's all you have to say. But yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. You said you saw Evil Dead and everything. But you like some type of horror movie, right?
I do. But, I did Halloween Horror Nights at Universal.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's the thing. Would you like a killer clown or a witch or what was
I was a witch. Yeah. It was weird.
What were you doing? What was like one thing you would say?
Well, we're not allowed to talk.
Oh, we're not allowed to talk?
No.
Really?
You just go like, you're just like weird and creepy.
That's it.
Yeah. It honestly, you get some creepy people at Halloween Horror Night.
not like creepy like as a ghost, but like.
No, like creepy people because like their objective in life, like. Is to scare people, like, you know, and that's just not
they really
my
take
objective.
It seriously.
Yeah, like I like went one year and I was like, this is so fun, like this right. would be awesome. Like I like horror movies, like right. they're fun. They're like campy, like I like that, like Evil Dead, like that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
And then like some of these people are like, that was always my passion, like scaring people. And I'm like, oh shit.
It's like okay.
And I'm like, okay, bye.
Like, like you're like, yeah, all right. I kind of get it, but aren't you an actor? Like, don't you want to do something?
No, whatever? But that's they're so yeah.
No.
There was a guy who I can't. He was weird. He had snakes.
Real? Oh, he took snakes to work.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
He was just a creepy guy.
Was he cute though?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
No, but he was really creepy. Like he was a very dark person.
Really?
And yeah, it was very strange.
And you know what? You should have said straight. Like, you know what? You're dark. I had Lyme disease. Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I had a like, fucking asshole disease.
You think I want a snake around
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Go away. You all
right? No, but he, the best part was my friend was like, you know, Maggie, I don't like that guy. You know what? He has snakes. And wow. It was like, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. Yeah,
like,
it is
people
a little,
are their pets. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
It is
like,
a little. I would, for me, it would, I mean, I get snakes, whatever, but how embarrassing would it be if you owned a snake and that thing swallowed you? Like, how embarrassing.
I know, like, yeah, well.
It's like, we kind of told you, dude. Like, why'd you get a python or a boa constrictor? It's
know.
Like, it knew it was going to eat you. It can eat you. I have a cat. It's going to wake like, me up at 3:30 in the morning. That's as bad as it's going to get. Okay.
Like he might meow. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I mean, really.
I'm fine. Yeah.
But yeah, the Poltergeist, I don't know. It's Spielberg produced the original one, and the guy who directed Texas Chainsaw Massacre directed the original Poltergeist. But but there's a lot of history there, but it's definitely has its things, but yeah, I don't know. I get the clown, you know, I get it. But it's always weird that they always get the kids. They always have to target
just,
the kids.
Oh, the kids are so creepy. And I don't know if it's the fact that, like, we know as adults, like, those kids are being coached by people like,
right.
Just imagine that a ghost is talking
right
to you
yeah.
from the right. another world. And I'm like, I just don't want that to be real.
Right, yeah. I but the thing is, for me, I like how some of these kids are very, like, oh, it's fine. I would be freaked out. I'd be like, you know what? I'm not sleeping here, Mom, Dad. Like, there's
I know,
things
there's
going
a, like,
on.
They literally said, we love this house.
Yeah, I would have been like, because there's a weird, like electricity. I would have been like, you know what? Let's get the fuck out of here. Even at 70 years old, I would have been like, let's go. Let's get an apartment.
That's what's so scary is like, in all these horror movies, the kids like befriend the creepy
yeah.
thing. And I'm like, nah, like I think kids are afraid of creepy
yeah,
things.
Yeah, and they always build and they the thing is they built the thing on that because I remember in the original they built it on the Indian cemetery or Native American cemetery.
Oh,
cemetery. And this one they of course did a cemetery and it's like, well, can you kind of blame the ghosts? I mean,
yeah.
when they found that out, I was like, well, it is kind of disrespectful.
Like,
I mean,
that's
just
their
just,
crib.
I would have been like, okay,
trampling on it.
But the thing is, like, see, seeing the movie or whatever, like they're angry. I would have been like, okay. I didn't know. I bought the house without knowing this. Can I just leave
yeah.
and you guys won't fuck with me? Okay, is that
no,
cool?
No, seriously. Yeah, I'd be like, peace. Bye.
Yeah, I would, yeah. Yeah, the movie, I think my Poltergeist movie would have been like 5 minutes probably. It would have been like, a lot of like, you know what? Let's get a lawyer. Let's maybe a notary maybe and we'll figure this out. Okay?
But I know.
I don't know. But now let's get next to the next one. You got a lot. Let's get Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland, starring George Clooney, the man, the legend. Let's see if another ad for Corona Light will like come out. No, it's not going to come up. But this is starring. I don't know. Is this based on a Disney thing? Right? I think this is based on the Disney Tomorrowland, like in the movie.
Again, that is the question.
So we'll see. Okay, they're in a cornfield. There's a castle.
Someplace place. And it felt like anything was possible.
Yeah, it looks like, it's like future. Yeah, it looks like anything into the future.
And then it was gone.
Knock. What do you want?
I want you to take me to the place I saw when I touched this.
Where'd you get that?
I know that you were there.
Who are you, kid?
I would have been like, you look like George Clooney.
I know! No, that's, yeah.
John Francis Walker, you are now harboring a fugitive element. Release her to our custody. You have 1 minute to comply.
1 minute? That's not a lot of time.
I know.
Okay, we get, yeah, there's a lot of...
Thanks.
Don't thank me yet.
So it's, a, it's like they're a fugitive right now, so now it's like a fugitive thing.
Tomorrowland, here it comes.
I don't know, like, this is it? What
I...
Is there a refurbished hotel here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at Tomorrowland and I'm going like, okay, is this a few? I'm like, okay, she's curious, but how? I don't know. I'm a little, it's a little head scratcher. What do you think, Maggie?
I don't know what to say. I've nothing but questions.
Really? Yeah,
for
it is.
Disney, for right. Clooney, for everything involved. Like, it's doing the opposite of what most trailers do. Like,
right.
You know, most trailers, they put all the good jokes in, then you go right. to the movie and you're like, oh.
Uh-huh. It's like, okay.
This, like, no idea what. Do you know what this is about?
All I know is that a girl was really nosy, had a coin that when she's really nosy, is bothering a guy who looks really handsome, who looks like George Clooney.
And there's now, no way that George Clooney would do this
and
movie,
they,
right?
Yeah. And then they go in the bathtub and they escape and they go into a futuristic land or something. And it's like, but that's the thing. Like, I go to Tomorrowland, but I'm like, how futuristic is this? Because, I mean, when I was a kid, like, just say 1985, I was 8 years old, and I'm like, 2015, what's going to happen?
What you know, is like, my life going to be?
Like, am I going to see? Like, I'm thinking, like the movie.
Well, definitely thought jetpacks were going to happen. Where are jetpacks?
But Back to the Future, when that first came out, they it was like, when they did the sequel, it was like 20, or they went to 2015. They went to the year, and like, I have yet to see anything similar. I've seen, okay, again, they had a baseball team in Miami or something like that. And I was like one of the teams or something. I remember like that was one. But
you were like, oh, nailed it, guys.
Yeah, but like the skateboard, the hover skateboard.
Yeah.
The laces, the shoes, I'm like, come on, guys. Either
get on it, Apple.
Either Spielberg or whoever had a vision was really out there, or we're like really lazy. Like, we got real lazy in that thing. Like, the iPad, I think, to me, is a great invention.
Is it a jetpack or a hovering skateboard?
Yeah.
No.
No. But like, I'll tell you this. If I I wish I could go back in time. If I had this iPad, well, if I went back in 1980, I don't think it would work because there was no Wi-Fi. Like, I would be like, I can't get on the internet. What the hell is this thing? Like,
trust me, it's really cool if you have Wi-Fi.
Like, if you have,
I know.
Yeah, like, I'm like, if people are going to be looking at this going like, this looks like a... I don't know. It looks like a mirror or
is
something.
Is this trying to be like a notepad?
Yeah, like I don't know. I don't even know what the hell. What does an iPad look like when it doesn't have its powers? It doesn't have its thing.
I guess. When it doesn't have its powers. Well, you can when play it's a muggle.
Games on it.
I guess.
You have like games and stuff. You can
but
watch.
Like if I
yeah, like kids always have those little iPod touches. They're obsessed with.
I guess.
They but play little games.
But if I swipe this and they would look at this, like someone, like they would be like, it looks like a small TV with a lot of shit on it that I don't know what that is.
No, yeah.
Like, this is useless.
Yeah, accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I would be like, yeah, I don't know. I think I would be like, throw that shit away.
Let's yeah. Fucking... Like, this is nothing to me.
I have no
this
idea.
This is bringing yeah. me.
I don't even think, yeah. No, that's the thing. Looking at this, I'm old enough where I'm looking at this iPad and I go, I don't think there was anything that small that was like, everything was so big in the back.
I know, you know, that's very true.
That too. I think, I don't even know what this would be like. I think it would be, I think it's like that commercial where like this girl or this woman gives her dad the iPad and he uses it like a cutting board. That's basically what he did. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you know what? I don't blame the guy. I would be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, it's like a... You know, I don't know. A Star Trek, like I or anything like that. I don't even think it was that sophisticated. But
oh, but like.
But Tomorrowland, Maggie, are you gonna go out with your bow, with your new bow,
you know,
unofficial bow, and see us?
Here's the thing, like.
Here's the thing,
I have to.
No, why? Is he forcing you to see this movie?
No, oh, okay. He's like not really into movies, which is funny. And he's like, you're really into pop culture. I'm like, I have a general knowledge.
No,
like,
I don't know.
He like didn't know what Cheers was.
Oh my God.
We're gonna forget that. Yeah, I know. That was not a high point for him.
I don't know.
No, but
I don't know about this guy.
He's really smart. He's just not like.
I didn't know Cheers. Is he? How old is he? Is he?
He's younger than me.
Is he 17?
He's not 17.
You say he's 17-year-old?
He's 21.
21. Okay. I guess. He's just, I mean, does he go to bars even like that?
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yes. One of our first dates is at a bar. Right. But,
One of your first dates?
Oh, yeah. What are we talking about?
Okay. Multiple.
Because it always feels like the first time.
Oh,
no.
Very sweet, oh, very
I'm so romantic.
You are. You are very, it's like this very, you know, I think a poltergeist would get on to hang out with you. You know, I'll tell you that.
You think?
Because I think they would be like, she's a really sweet girl. Oh. We gotta connect. Because somebody like me.
Because I'd be nice. I'd be like, we have a static somebody with electricity.
Me, yeah, I would be like, you know what? I get it. I'd be like, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna deal with you guys. Like, fuck you guys.
No, because,
you know?
Okay, but the thing of Tomorrowland, regardless of if I see it with him or not, I'm probably going to see it with my best friend because we're both just very confused about this movie.
Yeah, it is a very confusing movie.
I don't know what they were going for. I also don't think we needed Tomorrowland to be explained.
Yeah.
Like, I think we all were fine going to Disneyland and, like, going on Space Mountain and being like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't need a story. Like, I didn't need, like...
But you just wanted the ride. You just wanted to go in there. What are the other lands? What are the... Adventureland?
Yeah, there's, like, Adventure... Which like, are like, they going to do that? Because, honestly, that could have... Maybe, I mean...
They should have done that.
The thing is, it's like, they're basing this around a land, but, like, where's the story?
Wow. There you go.
Very, drop them. Wow. Like, hey, I'm out. No.
Where's she going? Oh, my God. She just left. All right. Well, man. Well. Speaking of Adventureland, it's all about. And you guys know this. You're from Palo Alto.
Yeah.
And you're from Concord.
Concord.
Concord. Right. Not. It's not Concord. It's not C-O-N.
Not Concord.
Q U E R. No. Okay. No. Just failing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nothing Concord there. Is there anything Concord in that? Like
nothing conquered, like, nothing gained.
They don't have the history of. I'm gonna look up the history of Concord. I think they were conquered, and they were embarrassed.
Does it bother you when like famous thing? I don't know why this always makes me think when something there's like Broadway. They're like, oh, like it's on like Fifth and Broadway, and I'm like, but it's not Broadway.
Yeah, it's every sound. Like I guess I get New York having that.
Well, like, obviously because it's the right, Broadway.
But yeah, like LA having Broadway, it's like
I'm like.
I don't think that has nothing to do with the
like
Broadway.
You couldn't have thought of anything else.
Yeah, like
come on,
Sunshine Street.
I mean, Sunshine Street. Yeah, let's do it.
You know, that's right.
Sunset, sunshine.
Yeah, I don't know how street names do come out. It's really odd. Sometimes it's like when you see a street, you're like, "What the fuck is that street?"
You're like,
name
"Why?"
About? Or like, or and then I'm like, "Why isn't people like?" There's some people named after it, like Van Nuys, and I get that. A disease, I don't get.
Yeah.
We should get more like last names on there. It's like, oh, you're on Smith Street? You're on Smith Street? Yeah, I'm on Smith Street.
That sounds legit.
I'm on Smith Avenue.
Yeah.
It's a better area.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh, I'm on East Smith.
I'm East Smith Street. I'm in East Smith. Oh, like, oh, shit. Oh, oh boy. I wouldn't have gone there, I tell you that much. Fuck that place.
Yeah, you have to text your parents every 5 minutes if you go to East Smith.
Oh, God. Man, it's a scary place.
I'm still alive, Mom.
Let's get next to the last one. The Rock himself, Dwayne Johnson, saving the world. How the fuck, if this movie, this is another movie that should have been almost as long as an earthquake normally is, which is like a minute. Because it's basically like, how do you help anybody? Like, it's like, it's a natural disaster, right? Am I right? Mike, I mean, it's an earthquake. Have you seen this yet?
I saw the trailer, yeah.
Yeah, you were like, you threw the remote at the TV probably, right? Going like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you, it's like,
I'm done.
Yeah. He's on a helicopter. I'm like, it's an earthquake, right? I guess. Yeah. I don't know. That's crazy. I mean, dinosaurs, I don't think I had it this bad, but we'll see. It's like a Big Bang. They should call this the Big Bang Theory, probably. They should just call it. Here we go.
I wonder if that name's taken or by a successful sitcom or something.
No, I don't think so. Uh-oh. Well, she's... I guess the earthquake just happened.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
The earthquake did great things for her hair, I'll say that.
So basically, like, the earthquake is demolishing the buildings. Like, they're just tearing it down, basically. And she's the only survivor. Wow. So, yeah, it's just that building.
Are you hurt? Are you hurt?
Are you hurt?
I was on a building that just collapsed.
Are you hurt?
Am I hurt?
We'll get hit again. And it's going to be a...
So this earthquake looks like it hit everywhere.
The timing of this is not good.
I'm seeing L.A. getting knocked over.
Will literally crack open. You will feel it on the East Coast.
Really? Paul Giamatti, what happened, man?
I know, what's up, bro?
I love you, Dad.
I cannot emphasize this enough. You need to get out, and I mean now.
I don't see this playing in the fall, maybe, but I don't know.
God be with you.
Whoa, look at that wave, which is not normal tsunami wave, but it's okay. It's a tsunami.
Yeah, I know. Like, what? Oh.
Speedboat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah. Oh, no. Golden Gate, eat it. You're going to eat it, Golden Gate. San Andreas. Yeah, I like the music, the California Dreamin' thing. And it's like...
Wow. And it's like, California Nightmare. Really?
Yeah, wow. There we go. San Andreas. Thanks a lot, San Andreas. Let's see why... I wouldn't want my name under a fault either. I wouldn't want that.
That's not something you want to be known for.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've seen videos of tsunamis and earthquakes and everything, and I don't know. I haven't... I'm like, I saw that wave, and I'm like... I don't see that. I saw footage of a tsunami and it had no, there's no, I don't know. I don't think Asia is going to be liking this movie. I'll tell you that much. Especially Japan and all those.
This is awful.
Yeah.
And
they should have, you know what? They should have been like, fuck it. Let's just put in, you know, August, you know, but no.
No, yeah. Push it back.
No pushing back. Not on this one. Nuh-uh. Sorry, Nepal. Sorry, everywhere else. We've been having a lot of earthquakes. Papua New Guinea had one just recently. We've been having a little activity, too. We've been getting a little, you know. So, I don't know. We'll see. If we haven't had a big one in a while. So, let's see if The Rock is going to help. Hopefully. Imagine if there was a big earthquake and you see The Rock, like, on TV saving somebody. I'd be like, wow, that's like the movie, San Andreas. Like, wow, are you okay? Are you okay? It's like, no. Everything is dead around here, man.
I mean, yeah, no. Are you hurt? He says. It's like...
Yeah.
I just...
Go to an anthill and destroy that and see and ask the ants if it's okay. Are they okay? How about that?
This is another one of those where I'm like,
Did someone just want to see what it looked like? If they're like, hey, what if the Golden Gate just got eaten by a wave? Like, let's make a movie about it.
You know what?
The Rock's on board.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah. It's like, or they probably had a lot of CGI and they're like, we got a lot of CGI left over from Transformers.
Yeah.
I think we should do a movie. Got might a good well. Movie out there. You know, I'm telling you. A lot of stuff. Paul Giamatti's like, whatever. I'll play the scientist. And of course,
I'll play the scientist.
I would have had Paul Giamatti as the helicopter hero guy and The Rock as the scientist in my movie. Switch them roles.
Hey, thank you. I was thinking the same thing right as it started. I'm seeing The Rock doing his rock thing. And I'm like, you know what? I want to know who Dwayne is.
Dwayne.
Like, I don't want to take away this, you know, character he's created as The Rock. Like, we know that guy. But, like, don't you feel like all his acting, like, if he's ever been to an acting class, because, like, who knows? Don't you feel like everyone's like, who is Dwayne?
Dwayne. He's like,
who's Dwayne Johnson? And he's like, I'm The Rock. And they're like, no.
Who's Dwayne?
Like, when have you cried? Like I just feel like they...
I'm pretty sure they're scared of him because he's so
huge. But like, that's... Yeah. But you're right about him as the scientist. Like, I want something different
from
him.
I wonder if he would have been like, you know, if he got the chops, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, but Furious 7 was pretty sick.
You liked it?
He was great. Yeah.
What was he?
That was The Rock at his finest.
He was like a police. Wasn't Daddy's he like a? He was like an FBI guy, right, or something? And then he turned.
And he and Vin Diesel are friends, and he's like, "We used to beat each other up, and now we're friends." It was that whole thing.
Wow.
It was pretty quality.
I did a Furious 7 in one of my shows, and it was really awkward because it was this odd seeing Paul Walker doing stunts, and we're like,
ooh, brother.
Yeah, I felt like,
Like,
The Rock should have been like, are you okay? Are you okay? You
know, I know. No. Are you hurt?
No, I'm not.
Well, he's dead.
He's dead. Thanks a lot, Rock. Where the fuck were you?
Yeah, where were you, Rock?
Do you curse? Making do you curse these a movies? Lot or no? Do you curse a lot? Is that a bad thing? Your mom said, like, I heard you curse and you're going to hell.
No, because she... I would say I grew up with her saying she's known to say the phrase fucking A. Like, she'd be like, fucking A. No, I would say my dad's the one that doesn't curse.
Really?
I've never heard my dad curse. I'll be like, Dad, I'm so fucking mad. And like, he'll be like, hey, Max, I don't like that kind of language. You know, like, that's my dad.
He must have been, you know what? I'm pretty sure, like, growing up, he must have been a lot of fat man. And he's like, you know what? I'm speaking way too bad. Like,
no, he's honestly, like, the sweetest guy. Like, he's just such a, he's honestly such a good person.
Yeah.
And he's like, I mean, I don't know how
so
to
So he never heard
it.
A curse? Even say
never.
Damn? Even say damn?
Nope.
Wow.
My impression of my dad is he's like, I don't get mad, but I'm mad. And I'm like, I don't believe you.
I don't get mad, like, but I'm mad.
Max, you never see me mad, but I'm mad. And I'm like, are you?
Yeah, I don't see the mad in you. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, he's the best. He's a sweetheart.
No.
But no, but what's funny is then I go to his office and everyone's like, oh, your dad's a hard ass. And I'm like, what?
Really?
My dad. Wow. So I think maybe maybe he's the Rock. Maybe at the office, and he's Dwayne with us.
Are you okay? Imagine you call the rat. It's like, man, you know, your dad body slammed me over a table the other day over at the desk, and I guess I was asking for it. So, what are you gonna do?
I know.
Wow. So, I don't know, San Andreas. I don't think I'm gonna see it, but
unless Rock and Wig hookup.
Yeah, the girl, the woman. Yeah,
yeah, unless something happens.
They probably have, yeah. You know what I mean?
But, like, they didn't even tease it. Like, who are they playing this movie for?
I don't know.
Not me.
Not me. Mike? Are you ready for this movie? You ready for San Andreas?
I might see it.
No shame. You might?
See it?
Okay. Yeah. What appeals to you about this?
The death?
The Golden Gate Bridge getting slammed by the wave.
Really?
That is
I
the
like
draw.
Seeing the Bay Area represented in film.
And even bad ways?
It's being destroyed.
Even destroyed.
It's being defaced, yeah.
Yeah.
East Palo Alto. There he goes. That'd be funny. East Palo Alto survived.
Oh.
Yeah, they survived. You're like, nothing happened to us.
No
one, not even a natural disaster wanted to go through.
Yeah.
Like, East Palo Alto, like, I'm not going there. Earthquake? Fuck that. They're like, they're not going. The earthquake's not going there. There. Screw that, guys. Oh, boy. Well, thanks a lot, Maggie. That, it's fun,
this
huh?
This has been super fun. I love this.
Oh, Maggie, where can we find you? Where can we, what's on your site?
Oh, my gosh.
You've been on a lot of stuff. You're on Twitter.
I am on Twitter.
You're on
Maggie Moyo. MAGGIEMOEYO.
Yo. Because you rap, right?
Yo.
Yep. All right. Yeah.
Hey, do I need to say more? No.
Yeah, you got those, you got the rap. Yeah, you got the whole raps and thing. You've been rapping for a long time?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really? Okay. What did your parents think about this? Your mom's probably like...
No, my mom... No, they're super supportive of it. All right. Yeah.
Just checking.
No, I would say... Because when I was a little kid, I just read a lot of Shel Silverstein books.
That's okay.
Like, he was big into the poems. Yeah, I was. And so then, ever since then, I feel like the rhyme has just stuck with me. And wow. I know it sounds super corny, but it's true.
I sometimes will... Like, I'll rhyme sometimes, like, not mean it right there.
Yeah.
But then I'll know I'm about to rhyme something, and I'll be like, hey, did you get the shoes? I heard they were, you know, I got them in blue, you know, or something like that. But, like, I would be like, I got them in blue. But you know, like, do something stupid. But, like, yeah, I don't know. It's always weird when somebody just rhymes. I don't know if that ever happened to you, but maybe somebody, like, rhymed without really realizing that they had rhymed. And it's like, what are you, fucking rap? What are you, rapper, dude? Like, I don't know.
Mean, like, they unintentionally
rhymed? Yeah, they unintentionally rhymed. Or like, it's like,
I love when people do that.
It's like, did you see Sam? Man, he's wearing a ham. He got panties.
They're like, Sam, I am. I was like, Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, that would be an alternate universe. Like, the way it would be like, everyone's rhyming here. Like, it's
that
a great
should be
place.
What Tomorrowland's about.
Yeah, there we go. There
I'm
we
gonna
go.
Pitch it. I'm gonna be like, hey, I know you guys already came out with your movie, Clooney's in it, whatever.
Yeah. It's a hard script to get.
Do we have a pitch for you?
Yeah, it's like we got rhyming. It's like I would be like, it's so ridiculous. Like, everyone's, that's like something like a ray gun would say. Like, if it's a ray gun that like, my favorite Simpsons episode, one of my favorite Simpsons episode was when Bart was daydreaming, and there was like he had like a ray gun, and it would make people dance, and he had all these different dance moves, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had that. As you know what I mean, like, that's something where you'd be like, just make people like unintentionally dance, and I'm like, I think maybe have a rhyme. It's almost like Bewitched. Do you remember that show, Bewitched?
I never watched it, but you mean the Nicole Kidman? Well,
oh my God, get out of here, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Maggie, and you're at Maggie Moyo
on Twitter.
On Twitter,
indeed.
Yes, and of course, anything else or you want to promote or anything like that?
I'm trying to think if there's anything.
Limelight.
You know, I'm not doing anything with it right now.
No, okay.
But you guys, if
you want to donate,
go to limelight.org. Go to Bay Area Lime Foundation. That's another company I used to work for.
Yeah.
And
no more ticks.
No more ticks.
Don't want them. Ugh.
I'm ticked off.
Yeah, you are. Wait, where were you when you supposedly got
Wisconsin?
Oh, that's the East Palo Alto.
I know, it's the East Palo Alto of the United States.
A lot of ticks there. Damn, a lot of ticks there. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for doing
this
show again.
Fun. Yeah.
Thanks. And Mike, thanks for sitting in here. We got the sandwich hoagie. Are you sure you didn't come up with that? Your
it's
family?
Actually a Norwegian name.
Norwegian. Okay, well. Really,
you're Norwegian. Why is this just coming up now?
Yeah, I know. Kind of just went over that, like, about 70 minutes ago. But it's all right. Don't worry. It's all right. Don't worry.
Well,
thanks, everybody. And, of course, you know, like us on iTunes and everything. And, you know, make a comment. And we're at Come to Your Senses and Twitter. I think you're following me. You just found me. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta do something. I'm not really a good Twitter person, but now and then I'll do it.
It's hard.
It's hard.
And then sometimes these random tweets become popular. I'm like, how?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, hey, just gotta keep tweeting.
Yeah, I guess so. I gotta, See, if I did that, Sam had a ham and pan ham, you know, people would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? What is going on with him?
And then I'm going to be like, just watch Tomorrowland. It's all going to make sense. Watch Tomorrowland.
We got to check that out. All right. Well, everybody, please, please, thanks. Oh, wait, please. I'm going to say, thanks, everybody, for listening. And please come to your senses.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.